This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I don't know what's going on at the University of Texas, but it's Thunderdome down there. Got a couple of stories here for you, Jace, babes.
That's supposed to be like College Xanadu, right?
Yeah.
More money than anywhere else in any college program? Biggest brand?
So the University of Texas golfer Luke Potter has apologized today after he reportedly was removed from the grounds at TPC Sawgrass for heckling star golfer Rory McIlroy.
Who knew you could get heed for heckling Rory?
Video of the incident spread on social media. McIlroy, playing a practice round on Tuesday, hit a drive on the 18th hole into the water. And then he immediately turned around, walked over to Potter, who was standing outside the ropes, and asked for his cell phone, took it away, and walked away.
Go find the clip, Sook. It's strange.
It is very weird.
Huh.
Wasn't clear in the video what Potter said, but Golf.com is reporting that he referenced the 2011 Masters when McIlroy melted down on the back nine Sunday, shot an 80, and finished 10 shots behind winner Charles Schwartzel.
So that's enough to get you kicked out?
Apparently Rory's still sensey about it.
But if you can't hear the audio with it, Rory, like, beelines to him off the tee box, walks over there, goes, "Hey, can I see that for a second?" and just casually takes his phone and walks the other direction.
Yeah, Golf.com also reported that Potter was later escorted out of the course. His phone was returned.
Well, no offense to Rory McIlroy, but if this is so fascinating.
Isn't it weird?
If I'm heckling someone and they come over to me and be like, "Hey, give me your phone."
Yeah.
Guess
you're
what
not
I'm not doing?
I know.
You're not getting my phone.
He hands it to him.
It appeared this kid Potter had no idea Rory was walking over, and he was just like almost surprised by it. It was like,
Dude, I am watching this right now, and my mind is blown.
And I feel like Rory wanted to do something like either push him or cuss him out, and then like kind of brain locked and didn't know what else to do, so he just snatched his phone.
By the way, you're not allowed to do that.
Look,
and I appreciate golf, and I get there's decorum there, but God, sometimes
the whole interaction's very weird.
Sometimes golfers are the biggest pansies on earth.
Yeah, they're very sensey.
They're
all
sensey.
Very up in their own head.
No kidding.
But
now, it's one thing. If someone is taunting you while you're swinging or whatever, that's one thing. But if you shank one into the woods and some kid says something, my God, Rory.
Yeah, so the kid, Potter, so in the video, Rory hits the shot, goes in the water.
Yeah.
And he just walks over to Potter, who really isn't paying attention that Rory is walking towards him. That's kind of why he got the phone, is that this Potter kid, his head was buried in his phone. He was texting.
Or he texted his friends.
Yeah, you should hear what I just said. And then Rory just took the phone and starts walking with it and looking at it as if it's his. He's like scrolling through it.
Yeah.
So he got the phone back, but here's what Potter said.
What was Rory looking for?
He said, Potter told Golf Channel, "Look, I just made a mistake. And I take ownership for it. I apologize for it. That's all about that. That's about all that needs to be said. It's just a good learning experience. Yeah, I apologize."
Yeah.
The Texas golf coach, John Fields, has responded.
Mm-hmm.
And he said of Potter, "He's got a hole in his heart. He had no idea that what was coming out of his mouth was going to result in this fashion. With regards to our program, I mean, it's an embarrassing moment. It is particularly sensitive to me because our program is built on respect for the game.
Yeah.
And I would tell you that we coach 18 to 22-year-olds on a normal basis, and they don't always make the right call. And that's my responsibility as a coach. And when they do make a mistake, it's a learning moment.
Now, I would. Do we have audio of what the kid actually said?
No one knows.
Because, look, I understand. Someone's down here saying, don't excuse heckling. Look, I'm not trying to excuse heckling. And the kid was probably being a douche. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
Yeah. But I would be interested to know what he said to him. And you can be a douche, but it doesn't mean that you should get kicked out simply for being a douche, nor does it give someone the right to come over to you and take your property.
It sounds like it was something along the lines of, just like 2011 at Augusta, like that.
Like if
because he hit that ball way left into the trees.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If that's what was said... Dude, as much as this kid was a douche, Rory's a bitch. So, like, which is worse, being a douche for saying, just like at Augusta, or being such a bitch that you freak out over something that some college kid says to you when you're supposed to be one of the greatest golfers of all time? I'm not sure which is worse. Yeah, the kid, I'd be embarrassed if I was the kid. I'd also be embarrassed if I'm Rory.
I think, too, you're a golfer at Texas, and that's a big-time golf program.
Yeah, it is.
Like, dude, you got to be better than
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I also I don't buy that he has a hole in his heart. If Rory meant so much to you, why are you talking crap to him?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that this kid deserved to get his phone snatched and, like, Rory's reaction was stupid, but, like, this kid can't be that upset that Rory didn't like what he said after he deliberately said something that Rory wouldn't like.
Yeah, and they said, I think you're right, Buckley, he did say, it sounds like he yelled just like 2011 at Augusta on that one particular shot. So anyway, they said he's already written a letter of apology to McIlroy. But that's, you know, him being a profile, like if he goes anywhere in golf, that's going to stick to him.
Yeah, it's one thing if you're just like, if it's you some dip ass in the crowd, but you're right. If you're a big time player and your goal is to play on the tour, it's like when you go back and they, like NBA guys, when they read their like high school tweets and they're ripping on LeBron or something, you're like,
shouldn't have said that.
Sorry about that.
Also at Texas, we have a sports betting scandal now.
Yeah. Well, these are coming like left and right.
Yeah, and I don't think people really care about them.
Well, no. I think the idea is that people have always been gambling on these sorts of things, and at least now they're getting caught because these things are so regulated, it's hard to get away with them.
Yeah, so Texas had to self-report 5 NCAA violations in relation to sports betting that took place between July and November of last year. They said... five people total, 15,000 US dollars in impermissible bets as a group. The wagers were placed with the daily fantasy sports website Prize Picks, which is legal in Texas. And of course, per NCAA rule, players, coaches, staff, you cannot bet at all.
It's the same thing as being a professional athlete. This is why, like, none of this stuff bothers me. Look, it's like anything else. There's rules in place. We know there's things that are legal out there, but if you want to do certain things, like be a professional athlete or a collegiate athlete, you don't get to gamble. So, like, when Jameis Williams and those Lions got busted, there's no sympathy. You know what you're not supposed to do. So when you get caught with it, I don't blame gambling. I blame the dumbasses for having no self-control.
So three guys, two were non-student athletes. One was an assistant in the athletic department, and they actually ended that person's, he was non-paid. He was just like a...
And he was just done.
He had a role.
Yeah, they're like, it's over.
They were like, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
The other were football players.
Yeah.
And it says one of the football players was deemed ineligible, but was ultimately reinstated. That player was required to pay back the value of the wagers to a charity of his choosing. The other football player reportedly had a problem with sports betting.
Ah.
And he had placed an estimated $9,600 in impermissible wagers while attending school at Texas. In addition, two of his bets were placed on Texas basketball.
So he's done.
That player ended up leaving Texas and stopped his college football career.
Yeah.
So the athletic department did not penalize him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out.
Thanks for coming.
But I tell you what, though, man, I think we've talked about this before. If you're a student athlete, if you're a football player, basketball player, and you're around other teams' athletes, and you know those teams, maybe you go to their games or whatever.
Easy.
Totally easy.
But this is why I'm saying, like, I just hate the, we can't have something because the temptation is too great. That's on you, man. Self-accountability. And if you want to do it, you roll the dice. It's like anyone else. We all have a million decisions we get to make in our life. And we all know there's consequences to those decisions. You want to cheat on your wife?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's your choice. You want to cheat on your taxes? You want to rob a liquor store? All of that. All that stuff's available to you. But don't then come crawling to me and being like, well, I made a terrible mistake and I didn't know what I was doing. Yes, you did.
Yeah, to me, it's a little bit like somebody saying that we should all stop driving because someone got caught with a speeding ticket. Well, if you're the one speeding and you're the one breaking the rules, there are going to be consequences to that. But for the rest of, you know, the rest of the people who aren't breaking those rules and are kind of doing it by the letter of the law, like, there's no problem.
It's just the people that demonize gambling and they're like, oh my God, like, well, I'm sorry. Gambling has always been a thing. I'm just happy now that it's above board. And now when you sign up, anyone that knows when you sign up to one of these things, you can't use fake identities. It requires real names. It requires real bank accounts. Like there's no, I mean, the only thing you could do is you could use someone else and place their bets through them. But most of these kids aren't doing that. They have their own, there was an NFL player that his name was in the, or is an LSU player?
Oh no, he's in the NFL now.
He's in the NFL now.
It's Butte. Keyshawn Butte.
Yeah,
is that his
and
name?
His thing was like Keyshawn Butte, like 6'8", 6'8". His name was in his title,
and he was betting on his own props.
Yeah. Well, there's also, I don't know how many of these student athlete or the kids players know this, but the NCAA is in bed with companies, and these schools are in bed with companies that cross reference.
Yes.
All like these betting companies are giving all the information,
yes,
like login information,
they're sharing
and
it back
data
and forth.
Births and everything that you have to put in there. They're sharing it with the NCAA, and then they're just, these companies just cross reference. And if somebody's date of birth pops up or name pops up,
they got
you.
Because these things are so regulated that all of the gambling places are terrified of getting hit with a major scandal. Can you imagine if we had, let's take the Chris Webber thing, right? Back in the day, if you believe that Chris Webber was in deep with the Sharks and he called timeout and threw the national championship game. If you had something like that, that potentially could lead a state to ban gambling. And just like, you know what? We're done with this. We're not doing it.
Well, in a company like DraftKings, they just turned a profit for the first time in their 12-year history or whatever it is.
So
like,
they
need to be above board.
Yeah, they are not screwing around. These companies are not going to allow this crap to go on. They want everything above board. And so, like you said, everyone is sharing information. So if you do this, you will get caught. And eventually, I hope some of these numbskulls figure it out. How many of these scandals do we have to have before someone's like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this.
It's also not that hard to, because you have to load these accounts with money ahead of time, right?
Yep. It's,
they're not credit books.
No.
So you have to have the money ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Just withdraw the money and give it to your buddy.
Exactly.
And bet through his account. They're not catching that, are they? I mean, maybe they could. if you're
the baseball coach. He was getting information to his buddy.
Well, but they were fixing games.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about just because he was giving him information. Like that was bad.
He's giving him injury information.
Yeah. I'm just talking about like, oh, I want to bet on this game between Texas Tech and Baylor that I'm watching here. Yeah. I'm a student athlete at Texas. It's illegal for me to do it. Just give the money to somebody who has an account.
You would think.
You morons.
Yeah. But that's the problem is some of these guys are just, they're just dum-dums. So, you know, I don't have any sympathy for anyone that gets caught. And my thing is, I don't want any leniency either. You get caught gambling, thanks for coming. Bye. Go. Bye-bye.
Done. Everyone knows what the rules are before they do it.
That's why the whole Pete Rose thing always drove me crazy when we sat here and we were like, well, hasn't Pete paid the price? No. When you know that something is a lifetime, what is the, especially baseball, that's the one sport that ever got caught actually throwing a World Series. We all know if you are in Major League Baseball, the one cardinal sin is you can't bet on baseball. And yet that jackass was so blatant about it and everyone knew about it and he kept doing it. And then he gets caught and then he's upset that they won't let him into the Hall of Fame. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And you did it anyways and then you want sympathy for it. No, I'm done.
You see your fearless leader is now trying to get him into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, this is, of course, why not? What is this? He's dead.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I think there's a push to get him in.
Well,
posthumously.
At least for me, if he does get in, at least he didn't get to see it. Because I think Pete Rose is a garbage human, or was a garbage human being, that did the, haven't I paid my price? No!
I've heard people ask, does the lifetime ban basically go away at the end of his
life?
He's
dead.
Well, and that's fine, because again, he does it. But that guy wanted more than anything else to be in the Hall of Fame. But you did the one thing that the only thing that could have kept Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame was that. And he still did it. So I have zero sympathy for any of these people.
All right, Tiger Woods has a new love. That's next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.